Nedarim Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel 6:3, and the Mishnah is continuing to explain the connotation of various words with respect to Nedarim. So let me try to explain this a little bit. Yeah, I'm using English words. I'm not translating the Mishnah yet. I'm just explaining the idea. If I ask you, hey, what's for dinner? And you say, pickle. So when you said that word pickle, you meant a pickled cucumber, right? You did not mean any pickled food like a pickled herring or a pickled brisket. So the Mishnah is saying that the word hakavush, which means something like, I'll translate it as the pickle, for lack of a better term, the pickled or preserved food, more literally, is not applying to any old food that happened to have been preserved or pickled, but specifically to pickled vegetables. So that's what the Mishnah says inside. If a person is noder min hakavush from the preserved or the pickled items, eno asar ela min hakavush shel yarak. The only types of foods that are restricted are pickled vegetables, preserved vegetables. So that's the typical meaning of the word hakavush. Kind of like, by analogy, the word pickle doesn't apply to any pickled food, but rather like the pickled, you know, our pickles, like a pickled cucumber. On their hand, if a person says kavush she'eni toem, a person makes an edder against tasting any pickled item. There's no hay. Notice the word kavush here has no hay before it, so it's not the pickled item, just pickled items in general. Then asr b'chol hakavushim, then any preserved foods, pickled items, even like preserved meats and so on, would all be prohibited to him. Similarly, if he says min hashaluk, again, the hay there, the overcooked item, it's hard to translate this altogether. So eino osar ela min hashaluk shel basar. So we understand what he's referring to is specifically this like soggy, overcooked meat specifically. Because he said hashaluk. Hashaluk refers to meat. Kind of like in English, by analogy again, if you talk about a roast, you're eating a roast for dinner. You don't mean any roasted food. You mean a specific type of roasted, you know, roasted meat. So something with hashaluk means specifically like meat, as opposed to like you, when you say roast, you don't mean roasted vegetables. And when you say shaluk, you don't mean overcooked vegetables, says the Mishnah. On the other hand, if you say shaluk she'eni toam, I'm not tasting any shaluk, any overcooked food. And again, remember that shaluk means overboiled according to the Bar Tanura, although others don't, it means underboiled. In any case, whatever it is, according to the Bar Tanura, if it's overboiled, therefore, asr b'chol hashalakim, anything that's overboiled in the pot, not just meat, would be included in that kind of nether. Similar, min hatzali, if a person says he's not eating the roasted foods, so then it's referring specifically to the roast, dafka, specifically, and asr ela min hatzali shel basar, we mean roasted meat. On the other hand, if a person says tzali she'eno toem, if he says I'm not eating any roasted food, so then aser b'chol hatsuyim, then any roasted food is forbidden to him, meaning even roasted vegetables. Min ha'maliach, if he says the salty food, the salted food, so maliach normally in terms of there's a hay there again, in aser ela min ha'maliach shel dag, the normal reference there would be to like preserved salted fish, like sardines kind of thing. But if you say maliach she'eni toam, I'm not eating any salted foods, so that doesn't necessarily mean only fish. Asr b'chol ha'maluchim, any salted foods, even say like salted meat, like beef jerky type thing, I would also be included in that neder.